The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and we're celebrating Latin Boogaloo in commemoration of Hispanic Heritage Month, the merging of soul music, R&B, with salsa, right here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is Pablo Heda, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Wow, am I feeling good, man? Let me say this now.
Here and now, let's get this straight. Gave it the Latin beat. You know, child, I'm kind of hard to beat. Just commence your feet to skate. Pick up your arms and make them shake. Baby, if you think you're shy, do me a favor, honey, go someplace and hide.
I like it like that.
You better believe me when I tell you.
I said I like it like that.
edition of Hispanic Heritage Month. Woo! I love it. Celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. We had to go and play some soul mixed with salsa, with Latin music from Pete Rodriguez, talking about I Like It Like That. Pete Rodriguez is an American pianist and band leader born in the B-R-O-N-X, the Bronx, to Puerto Rican parents. And he had a band. He was a band leader. It was Pete Rodriguez y su conjunto. And this song, I Like It Like That, was very successful. It came out in the 1967. And the genre of music that this song was labeled was called Latin Boogaloo. And it is a genre of Latin music and dance, which was popular in the 1960s. Boogaloo originated in New York City, mainly among teenage African Americans and Latinos. And it was a fusion of popular African American rhythm and blues and soul music with mambo and son montuno. Okay? So it was a merging of Latin music, montuno, mambo, with R&B. And we are celebrating Latin Boogaloo right here on A Bowl of Soul with I Like It Like That. So many people have covered this song. And you heard a trace of this in Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin's song, I Like It. And has been used numerously. And we celebrate. He is still living. Pete Rodriguez. He is 90 years old. He was born April 16, 1932. And we're going to continue on this Latin Boogaloo vein with this man right here, who I consider the king of Latin Boogaloo, the late great Mr. Joe Cuba, talking about Bang Bang. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Laura Rain from Laura Rain and the Caesars, Detroit. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music with your host, Professor T. Love.
Woo!
Bye.
song is over. Sorry. Sorry. Joe Cuba was born April 22nd, 1931, and he passed away on February 15, 2009. And he was a conga drummer of Puerto Rican descent, and he's known and regarded as the father of Latin Boogaloo. Woo! I love this song. Every time I hear this song, I go nuts. Bang, bang. And, you know, he was on the Tico and Fania records label, and he was born in Harlem, New York. Woo! And this song was so on fire, and this really led the wave of what we now call Latin Boogaloo. And he, along with Ray Barreto, Richie Ray, they were at the forefront of developing Latin soul. The Latin soul sound in New York merging R&B and Afro-Cuban instrumentation. This song, Bang Bang, in 1966, it was a hit, and it peaked at number 63 on the Hot 100, Billboard Hot 100, and it was number 21 on the R&B charts. And we celebrate Joe Cuba and the Joe Cuba Sextet. And the lead singer in the Joe Cuba Sextet was Cheo Feliciano and Jimmy Sabater. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up, this man who was Afro-Filipino but spoke Spanish, and he also a leader in the Latin soul movement, Mr. Joe Bataan, right here on A Bowl of Soul, talking about Gypsy Woman from 1967. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Kanya Dawson. I'm hanging out with Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
From nowhere to watch his caravan, they come from sunlight to moonlight to see my gypsy in motion.
Gypsy woman
with lips so red you could bite, with lips that sway in the night that paralyzed me with love. She was my gypsy woman.
Gypsy woman.
She was my gypsy woman.
Gypsy woman.
from Latin Boogaloo Soul, from Baton Nitolano, also known as Joe Baton. Joe Baton grew up on 103rd Street and Lexington Avenue as part of East Harlem. And, you know, he used to be in the gangs because back in the days, you know, you were in gangs. And, you know, he served time up in Coxsackie Correctional Facility. But by the time he got out of prison, he decided to turn his attention to forming his first band called Joe Baton and the Latin Swingers. His father was Filipino and his mother was African American. You know, he combined Latin boogaloo, meaning he took Latin music, and he combined African American doo-wop. And it was that merging, and, you know, it drew the attention of Fania Records, and he came out with this song, Gypsy Woman, which is a Latin dance cover of Gypsy Woman done by The Impressions. We celebrate Mr. Joe Baton, who is still going strong to this day. Joe Baton is now 80 years old. He will be coming upon his 80th birthday this year, and we celebrate him, and he was another mover and shaker in the Latin Boogaloo movement. And they say that Joe Baton coined the phrase Sal Soul, okay? Meaning that term was used by the Kerr brothers, or Kyrie brothers, Kenneth Stanley and Joseph, who founded the South Soul Records label. And he recorded this song, Rappo Clappo, which became an early hip-hop hit in 1979. We celebrate Mr. Joe Baton because he was able to take doo-wop. And you know, he got this song called My Cloud, which is beautiful. And I love Joe Baton. And we celebrate him right here on A Bowl of Soul. Another New Yorican. This man also comes from a jazz background. Played percussion, congas, Mr. Ray Barreto, because he was also another leader in the Latin soul boogaloo movement. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Mr. Ray Barreto, and we're going to play New York Soul. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Woo!
Hi, this is Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of music. And slap me, because I know I'm looking good.
Man.
Oh, everything, baby. Same old.
Thank you.
tell you, Black Boogaloo was the movement in New York City, and it originated in New York City. An original music art form. We celebrate Mr. Ray Barretto, who was born April 29th, 1929, and he passed away on February 17th, 2006, and he was an American percussionist and band leader, and, you know, he had a big hit called El Watusi, and it was in 1962, and it was the most successful pachanga. You know, it's a pachanga song, which is a mixture of son, montuno, and merengue. And it's really a Caribbean, that's Caribbean music, pachanga. And it became very popular in the early 1960s. And he was also a leader in the Boogaloo movement and also later would become salsa, right? But this man was also a longtime member of the Fania All-Stars, you know. But this man had a deep jazz background. And if you definitely check out some of his recordings that he did with Riverside, Concord Jazz, CTI, you know, this man was a musician, a drum leader, and he was active even up until the time of his death. He was born in New York City. We celebrate Mr. Ray Barretto right here on A Bowl of Soul. And I'm going to give you some soul from Mr. Johnny Colon talking about Boogaloo Blues. I want you to hear the horns on this. The horns are killer. The trumpet, the trombone, everything. You feel the groove, baby. And, you know, you can't help but move your feet. Right here on the Bowl of Soul, Mr. Johnny Colon talking about Boogaloo Blues. And this is A Bowl of Soul. This gentleman right here, also from New York City, was born in New York City, and he was the founder of the East Harlem Music School, and he was a major contributor to the Boogaloo sound. And, you know, this song was off of the album. Boogaloo Blues was a debut album for him in 1967. This song, or this album, sold 3 million copies. Whew! I like this song. Always like this song, Boogaloo Blues. And I love it because it's got the blues, it's got soul, and it's got that Latin flavor on it. We celebrate Mr. Johnny Colon, who is also a musician, band leader. He wrote most of the tunes, sings, played percussion, piano, and trombone, and he found success with this album, Boogaloo Blues, from 1967. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Cuando suena
some of that fire. This song was written by Tito Puente, but it was done by a lot of people. And Joe Cuba and Cheo Feliciano was one of his vocal singers, and the Joe Cuba Sextet put it down. This song is 1964. Oye, como va? All right. Woo, giving you some of that Latin soul fire. Coming up next, we got this one called Boogaloo Sabroso from Manguito, Santa Maria. And this is A Bowl of Soul. That's on fire. Whoo, Boogaloo Sabroso from Manguinto, Santa Maria, who is the son of Afro-Cuban Congo player Mango Santa Maria. And you know, Manguito, he grew up in New York and always surrounded by music, especially by Tito Puente's orchestra, which his father played. But Manguito was a piano player, and he recorded Boogaloo, Latin Boogaloo, on a series of albums, LPs, for Fania Records from the late 1960s. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, Manguito Santa Maria, Boogaloo Sabroso. Now we're going to turn to another great, this man, classical pianist, jazz master, Latin music master, Eddie Palmieri, with his song, Café. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Woo!
Get it, Professor. Professor.
Como tú no,
tostado y colado.
café. Sometimes we go out.
Now, this was a little before the Latin Boogaloo movement, but I do feel it's critical. This is Descarga, Mambo, and Bolero. And this was from 1964 from Eddie Palmieri, Echando Palante, straight ahead. This is a classic, Café. I wanted to play it because you still hear in Latin Boogaloo, you hear those remnants. You hear Descarga, you hear a little bit of Mambo. You know, in the music. And I can remember growing up as a kid here in New York City where we heard this music. You know what I'm saying? This is part of being a New Yorker. You heard salsa. You heard boogaloo. You know what I'm saying? You heard Montuno, Son Montuno. You heard these things. And, you know, there was a radio station, WADO, religiously would play these songs, and we would hear it in the neighborhood. Somebody would be playing it out the window, and there was always this song that I heard as a kid growing up in Hunts Point, Guantanamera. That's another song. They would play it religiously every morning on WADO, and this is definitely classic Latin music. Right here on Ebola Soul, we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. And we are celebrating the combination of R&B and Latin music. Coming up next, we're going to play something sweet. Sugar Azúcar by Pete Rodriguez. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Amor de tanto orgullo.
Azúcar mela tú tienes, mi negra. Azúcar mela tú tienes. Azúcar mela tú tienes, mi negra. Azúcar mela tú tienes.
Triste es la noche en el mar. Triste es la noche sin luna. Triste es la noche en el mar. Más triste es amar sin esperanza ninguna.
Tócame Montuno para los pollos. Tócame Montuno para los pollos. Tócame Montuno para los pollos. Tócame Montuno para los pollos.
Joint from Pete Rodriguez, Azúcar, which is Guajira. That's Guajira. That's Cuban. That's Cuban style. You know what I'm saying? You know, Cuban music right there, the rhythm. You know what I'm saying? It shifts from a 6/8 to 3/4 time, while the 8th note remains the same time. That's Cuban. It's for Cuban. It's Cuban music right there, giving you some of that soul, baby. I love that. Some of the stuff I grew up with. I'm going to leave you with this joint. Very popular during the Latin Boogaloo movement. From Joe Cuba, I'll Never Go Back to Georgia, El Pito. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Oye, y ese pito.
Así se goza.
I'll never go back to Georgia. Woo! Some of y'all might have heard that song in Crooklyn, in that scene with when they were in the bodega and the song was playing. You know, that song is hot. And that was a critical song during the Latin Boogaloo movement. And we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, celebrating the merging of R&B with Latin music. I hope you enjoy this segment of A Bowl of Soul. I get a joy out of this because this is music I grew up listening to right here in New York City. A lot of this music was developed in New York City. And I have to big up the B-R-O-N-X because a lot of these musicians came from East Harlem or they came from the Bronx. And they put salsa on the map, okay? They put salsa on the map. I can recall when my dad said, you know, back in the days, they used to have cha-cha-cha and mambo parties at Hunts Point Palace back in the days. And let me tell you, this is when Latinos, Latinas, my black brothers and sisters would get together. Even white kids would come just to dance mambo, cha-cha-cha, montuno, you name it. They were together, okay? And from what I understand, it was a great time. But let me tell you, New York is definitely the developer of a lot of art music forms, one of them being salsa, Latin boogaloo. Hip-hop comes from New York, especially the Bronx, New York. Listen, catch up with A Bowl of Soul. Hope you enjoyed the segment. Catch up with me. You can download this broadcast by going to bowlofsoul.com. Get some of the past podcasts. This will also be, it's also broadcasting on the Bowl of Soul Radio Network, where you can hear music back to back from Sunday to Saturday. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. Also, follow me on Instagram, right? My handle is at PROF T Love. If you're enjoying A Bowl of Soul and you like to support A Bowl of Soul, you can hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Make sure you get your A Bowl of Soul t-shirt by going to tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul t-shirt. Also, you can buy me a coffee. You can show your love by going to buymeacoffee.com/A Bowl of Soul. You can also support A Bowl of Soul by going to Cash App, $A Bowl of Soul, or on Venmo at A Bowl of Soul. We would love your support. And if you're interested in advertising or sponsoring the podcast, as well as sponsoring the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network, where you can get your business or service or event in front of a relatively devoted a bunch of listeners, hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Make sure you check out the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network on Live 365. Just look up A Bowl of Soul. You can also catch me on 105 Jam the Basement in Las Vegas, Nevada, on Saturdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and on Sundays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay. Also, I'm on DPS Radio in Columbus, Ohio. Want to give a shout out to all the listeners. I want to give a shout out to Barry and Derek, who live in Dallas, Texas, and they are fans of A Bowl of Soul. Woo! And Renee in Cabo San Lucas. Woo! Love it, baby. Again, thank you for tuning in and just walking down memory lane, celebrating some of the great music Latin Boogaloo music that came out of New York City. This is Professor T. Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.